Back hour number two of our broadcast. We are still awaiting the sentencing for Michael Flynn. If we get word on this during this broadcast, we'll certainly pass that on to you. We also told you about the appointment of Martha McSally to the Senate. This is a hold seat, essentially. This is the advantage of having a Republican governor in that state to preserve the Republican advantage there. I talked at the beginning of this broadcast about Justice, a woman who basically shot an inmate who escaped from jail dead. And the fact that a decision was made, a just decision, not to charge her. There's another type of justice that is taking place in the corporate world. How many times do you see CEOs, sometimes even leaving companies that are going down the toilet, making off with a golden parachute? Even sometimes when they leave under a web of suspicion or after doing some things that are absolutely positively egregious. Well, that was to be the case for one Les Moonves, the former CEO of CBS. There were allegations of sexual improprieties, sexual misconduct allegations. CBS investigated, and they made a stunning decision, announcing yesterday that former CEO Les Moonves will not receive his $120 million severance package. The board of directors concluded he violated company policy and was uncooperative with an investigation into sexual misconduct allegations. They've been investigating this for 5 months. This is a huge, huge development. He's been described as one of television's most influential figures, the biggest entertainment power broker to see his career derailed amid the Me Too movement against sexual misconduct. A lawyer for Moonves said the board's conclusions are without merit, but did not say whether the former CEO would challenge it in arbitration. Moonves was ousted in September after allegations from women who said he subjected them to mistreatment, including forced oral sex, groping, and retaliation if they resisted. For all of this, $120 million down the drain. No severance for Les Moonves. So justice does prevail. This is one of those circumstances, rare circumstances, where this guy doesn't just get off. Excuse the reference. Over on the text line, we need to catch up on some of the items here. Let us see here. You're one sarcastic, smug SOB. Your man Obama is gone. Deal with it. Really? Do yourself a favor. Put down the Kool-Aid and the joint while you're at it. You're on something. I've taken more than enough lumps over the Barack Obama thing, and now over the Trump stuff, too. So, come on, people. What else do we have here? I know liberals that are praying for the economy to collapse so that Trump fails. Okay. Vince, stop being like CNN, preaching gloom and doom. Really? Let me just ask you this question. Is it even intelligent to think that financial prosperity continues in perpetuity without any interruption? Is that a logical viewpoint? I'm just asking you. Is it also logical to believe that just because a certain person is in the White House, we will escape normal economic cycles? Is that logical? I'm just asking. Also on the text line, wow, Vince, can you find a guest that might depress me more? Thanks, Donald Trump. Another texter, unemployment's way down. That guy, Peter, is a total nitwit. Really? How's he a total nitwit? See, to use your reasoning, how did this guy get to be a successful businessman and one who is constantly on economic shows like CNBC and other networks talking about what's going on with the economy for years? Just because you disagree with something he said, he's a nitwit. Come on, people. We can do better than this. Vince, isn't it something the Dow averaged 30% gain per year under Obama, yet Trump can only garner 10% a year? It's no surprise. Spanky went bankrupt 4 times. Never Trumper. Alrighty. It will be a cold day in hell if they want to turn America into a communist country. They'll have to fight for it politically and possibly physically. All right, you ready for that? Crooks like the one in the office now will be just fine as the rest of us suffer. That's the system the right loves so much. Really? Schiff, his problem is he'd rather be right than make money. Carnival Barker. Really? Vince, 2 questions. Wouldn't moving money invested in the American economy and bonds and the dollar accelerate the onset of this depression? If he's wrong, do we get to stone him? I'm serious. These are actually on the text line, guys. Sometimes I feel like I've got to take a shower after reading this text line. Because these are things that people, honestly, many people would never say on a phone call into this program. There's an anonymity about the text line that makes it quite toxic at times. Why would you tell people who invest outside the USA that's how the market fails? Less money means it falls. Another person responding to our conversation about the Panthers. There are other stations dedicated to sports. Please get over yourself. Stick to things that matter rather than a meaningless game. All right. Another person would like to know who the hell is Roy Cooper. I think that's funny. Because this guy, am I wrong, guys? But does this guy just seem like he's just very irrelevant as a governor? I mean, he doesn't seem to get a lot of attention. And I think he, now I don't misread what I'm saying here, but I think he probably relishes crises like hurricanes and other things that put him in the spotlight, because otherwise I don't think anybody cares. Really don't. My perspective anyway. Jim in Charlotte, good morning.
Yeah, Vince. I just heard Stein yesterday say that the $4 trillion our government's spending every year, 80-something percent, is on autopilot, the spending.
Yes.
So how the hell are they going to shut that down?
Well, that's just it. It won't be shut down. Not at all. Back with a couple of breaking news stories we need to tell you about before we go back to more of your calls and your texts. Here is the first breaking news story. The Trump administration is officially banning bump fire stocks. Under a new federal rule, those who possess these devices, commonly known as bump stocks, will get 90 days to turn them in from the date that the final rule is published in the Federal Register, which is likely Friday. As you know, bump stocks gained national attention last year after a gunman in Las Vegas rigged his weapons with the devices to fire on concert goers, killing 58 people. President Trump vowed to outlaw the devices soon after the tragedy. Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill urged him to back a permanent legislative fix. But opposition from lawmakers and the National Rifle Association ultimately made a regulatory change the only realistic path forward to accomplish the president's goal. What do you think about this? This isn't something done by Congress. The president, using the power of regulations, banning bump stocks. Do you agree with this move? Second move. Second piece of breaking news to report. And this one seemed to come out of nowhere. This involves the Trump Foundation. Here's the breaking news. The embattled Trump Foundation has agreed to dissolve itself in agreement with the Attorney General in New York. He filed a lawsuit against the foundation. This is the Trump's charitable foundation. They've agreed to dissolve itself under judicial supervision as part of that lawsuit. They previously sought to dissolve on their own terms. Now, an agreement has been signed, a stipulation that requires it to do so with monitoring by the court and oversight by the Attorney General's office, which must review and approve disbursements of remaining funds to make sure the recipients are legitimate. Again, the Trump Foundation has agreed to dissolve itself. That is the other breaking news story. Wow, a couple of interesting developments. Wouldn't you say? Let's go out to Jay and Matthews. Good morning.
Hey, I was just going to point out, I believe during the Obama administration, the Fed rate hit zero, and basically it had no pulse the entire rest of his term. But under Trump, it's already gone up maybe four or five times. And as far as your last guest you had on the radio, I think he's been preaching the same thing about gold for the last 14 years. So even a broken clock's right twice a day. So talk about that.
Well, I've got to ask you, Jay. So what do you think about where the economy is going?
Well, I think they are clicking up the interest rates because the economy is humming along. But at the same time, if they click it up too much, it is going to crash. And then they'll blame it on Trump. But then again, they didn't do that under Obama. So, you know, I think the Fed does have a lot of political clout there.
So,
and I don't think Trump does like the Feds. So I think there could be a battle going on there where they don't want him to succeed.
Here's my question, Jay, and this is my question for everybody, and I'm not getting on your case in saying this. So if you're bothered by the Fed and the power that it has, why do we not see a concerted effort to get rid of the Fed?
Oh, I agree with that. And I'm disappointed in everybody in Washington. I mean, I say I'm an independent, but Republicans have not done anything good for me. And I like Trump because he's a businessman, and I think if they would back him, he could do a lot more.
It's not going to happen. See, this is what I don't think people understand. Even the things that I agree with that need to be done, you've got to have a chorus of people to make this happen. And I'm talking about in the House and the Senate. But everybody has been singularly focused on the presidency. One of them is to get rid of the Federal Reserve. That act has to be repealed. It's got to be repealed, Jay, or we're not going to go anywhere. I can't remember who said this, but the exact quote was, "I don't care who the politicians are. All that matters is who owns the currency."
Yeah. Well, I think that's why I think it's planned for the Democrats to get back in party, because Trump's been doing too much good and they don't like the changes he's making.
And it's possible. It is possible, Jay. And the question is, are we going to deal with the root issues here? And again, this has to transcend personalities. This can't be about Trump or about Hillary or anybody else. Are we finally going to have the courage to take back our own freaking currency and tell these big banks to go jump in the river? And it's disingenuous of so many liberals. Inconsiderate, these big banks. Okay, support the getting rid of the Federal Reserve Act, a repeal of the Federal Reserve Act. Support it. This is something that every single American ought to be able to agree on. Let's go out to John in Fort Mill. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, just a few quick questions. Okay, if we don't pay back the debt, what's so bad about it? And who do we owe that money to? Plus, why were we taken off the gold standard in the first place? And also, one last question. Yeah, the Federal Reserve. Now, is that true? It's not part of the federal government?
That is true.
On the on the dollar bill, it says Federal Reserve note. So there's no gold backing the money.
There's nothing backing it. And the Federal Reserve is basically, it's a cartel. That's what it is, of bankers.
Because I know John F. Kennedy hated the Federal Reserve, too.
Yep. But nobody's done a darn thing about this, John. This has been going on for over 100 years now, and people still have not figured this out. They're still trusting a bunch of people. See, this is one of the contradictions of our society. We're supposedly so smart. And, you know, we're going to laugh at the socialists and the democratic socialists. We're going to laugh. We got another Ocasio-Cortez story coming up. And we're going to laugh at the socialists. But we're the morons who think we're going to make any significant change or any significant progress without getting rid of the Fed. Because ultimately, they will take us to the same place. That's what's going to happen here.
Yeah. You mentioned one time about a book about the Federal Reserve, Jekyll Island.
Creature from
like
Jekyll
that.
Island. And that ought to be mandatory reading for every American.
Oh. Okay, I'll read that. Yeah, I know you mentioned it one time.
Please do, John. And when you do, you don't even have to read the whole book. You read the first few chapters, you call me, and you tell me what things are striking to you, because it is like a fire hose when you start to read. In fact, I got to be honest with you. I need to finish the book. I appreciate your call there, John, and do call us back. I'd love to hear about your progress there. I'm serious. I have a bad habit of starting books and not reading them. I have a stack probably of like 20, 25 books, and I get through, and then I have a new book that I need to read because we have a guest coming up, and I start reading that one, and then it gets abandoned. But I'll tell you what, that book, Creature from Jekyll Island, it is quite revelatory when you find out how this Federal Reserve Act came into being in the first place. Talk about crooked, absolutely amazing stuff. Back to the Vince Coakley radio program. I want to tell you about a developing story. Michael Flynn is in court at this hour. And here's what we've learned so far. He has appeared before a judge, and he's communicated to the judge. He's accepted full responsibility for his crime. He admits he lied to the FBI and said, "I was aware lying to the FBI was a crime." So that's what we know so far from U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. When we learn any additional information, including what the sentence will be, we will let you know. Let's go out to a call from Denise. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, I just had the answer for your guy in Fort Mill on why we went off the gold standard. The government gave the excuse that there was too much U.S. currency in foreign hands, and they were afraid we were going to have to give over too much of our gold. But the real reason is, under the gold standard, they couldn't fluctuate the currency. If they had $100, they had to have $100 of gold to back it up. And as soon as they went off the gold standard, then the printing presses could go wild printing, and they did. And if you remember the 70s, we had unbelievable unemployment and inflation.
Yep, there's absolutely nothing backing this now.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing. And as you said, the printing presses, they can print whatever they want. That's how it works now. They can print whatever they want. They may as well be using monopoly money. That's how this thing works now. And this gets us into a lot of trouble, doesn't it? Whole lot of trouble. On the text line, Vince, I laugh every time someone says they like Trump because he's a businessman. That quality alone doesn't make someone a good president. It takes a balance of human qualities to be a great leader of a large nation. One necessary quality is humility, which is sadly lacking these days. Man, I would certainly affirm what you communicated here. The last president who was going to get rid of the Federal Reserve died in Dallas. Yes, I've heard that. Another texter making fun of me not finishing books. I know, Vince, I still haven't finished the last four chapters of Moby Dick. What else do we have here? Another texter talking about the currency, backed by the face of the U.S. government. Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Here's somebody making fun of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. If money doesn't grow on trees, then why do banks have branches? Have you seen all of these memes circulating about this woman? I mean, they're absolutely skewering this woman. Because, you know, it's really scary. I think her major in college was in economics. This woman, and I've said this before, people being dumb as rocks, she's in that category. She needs to sue that school she came from for educational malpractice. Then again, maybe you can't blame the school. If you got rocks in your own head, there's not much any school is going to be able to do, I guess. Let's go out to Gastonia and Richard. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Talking again, Vince. I just picked you up here talking about the currency and nothing backing it. Well, actually, there is something backing it. It's every individual that is born in the United States and has
yes.
a social security number
yes.
is actually a bond that they use as security to borrow against.
So it's all of us?
Yes. Well, if you look on the back of your social security number, you see a QCIP code, which is actually, it's a bond that's registered at in New York, and it's traded. So we're just chattel, Vince. But, you know, buy a little gold, set it back. Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick, that Dale Curry thing last week, man, that boy, very impressive that he would make a step out and challenge the fact that we went to the moon when he knows and I know we didn't.
You really are skeptical of that, huh?
Look, Vince, the computing power back then was probably the same as a digital watch today. And if you think about it, you got to connect a lunar module back to the command space capsule and get those things connected together. It's not like making a foul shot in the NBA. And you have calculations that split second, milliseconds. You got objects moving at enormous rates of speed. It involves critical calculus, way above a lot of your listeners out there because. You know, I know you got an intelligent crowd out there, but this is Mensa. This is where you move into the PhD. So, I mean, I connected the dot, and Dale Curry did. I'm proud of him.
Okay, you're referring to Stephen Curry, I assume, in reference to the idea that we never really went to the moon. By the way, I understand later that he made clear he was joking. So, oh boy. Different strokes. Let's take this opportunity to head south to our Greenville studio. We can also tell you that a judge has now formally accepted Michael Flynn's guilty plea. That is taking place in a courtroom right now. When we find out more information, we will pass that on to you. Good morning, Lonzo. How are you?
Good morning. I am well.
Well, let's begin with some questions for you, if I can go to the correct page here. Let's start in the year 1620. You're familiar with that year, right?
Yes.
This particular boat docked at Plymouth Harbor. What was it?
Santa Maria.
You're so silly. You crack me up. You know what it is. It's not the Santa Maria. 1620. What is the real answer, Mr. Reitzel?
Christopher Columbus was on it, and for some reason, I don't remember. I was trying to be funny, and it just made me
It's
go
a moving company. That's a hint.
Two men in a truck?
Oh. You are so funny. You're a nut. You know that? All right, in the studio.
Mayflower.
Allied. That was funny. It is the Mayflower. next, we have 1777. Boy, this is kind of obscure. There was a victory at the Battle of Saratoga. And this was the first celebration of a holiday we actually celebrate in November. The first national day of what? What was it? We normally celebrate in November.
Well, the only holiday I can think of is Thanksgiving.
You are correct.
See, I thought it was a trick question.
No, it wasn't. First National Day of Thanks following the victory at the Battle of Saratoga, December 18th, 1777. 1865, this was officially abolished in America following ratification of the 13th Amendment.
Slavery.
You are correct. And this person, in 1915, married his second wife, Edith. In fact, she often sat in the Oval Office as he conducted business. Which president was it? Married his second wife.
Okay, it's not Archie Bunker.
That was good.
What was the year again?
1915.
Okay, so it's not Millard Fillmore. I'm going to go with Roosevelt.
A little early. It's actually Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson. We have one more question, but we got a break. Stay with us. We're taking a look at the day in history. We have one remaining question for Lonzo. Let's see how closely it's followed current events the past few years. 2010. There is a phenomenon that started in the Middle East on this date back in 2010, and it started in the country of Tunisia. It started what came to be known by this particular phrase, lots of revolutionary changes in the Middle East. What was it called? Do you remember? Haven't heard this phrase in quite a while. I can give you a hint if you like one. No, not quite. Johnny, do you want to try this?
I was going to say fatwa, and he said fatwa before I could say fatwa.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
I don't know.
One of them is, part of the phrase is a season. The second part of it is a season. All right, folks, Arab Spring is the answer. It started off, I believe, in Tunisia with a guy who actually lit himself on fire. And this started some, you know, really a chain of events with all kinds of turmoil in the Middle East.
So you should have said, think soap, and I would have got it.
Soap? Oh, as in Irish. Oh, my goodness.
Everyone knows Irish Spring. Come on.
That is pretty good. That's clever. Quite clever. By the way, the judge is now saying that Michael Flynn's offense was very serious. A very serious offense. So we're probably just a moment away from learning what that sentence is going to be. It better happen before the end of this broadcast. But first, we have to tell you about a very important story, a lawsuit that's been filed. Take it away, Johnny! It's not unusual to be loved by you.
Sing it, man.
It's not unusual. Now, why are we playing this song? Anybody want to guess why we're playing this song?
So you can sing along with it?
I know why, but I think it's funny you don't know the words of this, or you're pretending, because I know you do.
I do not know this.
This has to do with Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yes, you are correct. He is suing the makers of the video game Fortnite for stealing his Carlton dance. How dare they do that? Now, for those of you not familiar, Ribeiro played the character Carlton Banks in the 90s sitcom, and it alleges the dance that's used in this game, done by characters in Fortnite, is a ripoff of his famous moves on the show. In a statement, a lawyer for Ribeiro said his dance is intellectual property that belongs to him, and that Epic Games stole this without asking him. What do you think, Lonzo? Is this a legitimate claim, do you think?
Yeah, I actually think it is. There's been some other, I think two rappers who have also sued Fortnite over this, and this will continue. So we're learning that dances are now intellectual properties.
Now, the lawyer also said Epic has earned record profits off of downloadable content in the game, And yet, Epic has failed to compensate or even ask permission from Mr. Rivera for the use of his likeness and iconic intellectual property. You mentioned somebody else suing. A Brooklyn rapper also sued Epic Games for allegedly stealing a dance that he popularized. This is 2 Milli. I have never heard of 2 Milli.
Come on, you know you're down with 2 Milli.
Come
on.
We know that. Yeah, right. Now, this is the game called Swipe It that resembles his own move called the Milli Rock Dance. My goodness. What do you do?
Here's what I think you should do. I mean, this is just a suggestion for all our Facebook Live people. You should demonstrate the Carlton dance.
No.
Come on. Come on, Vince. Do it.
Absolutely not going to do that dance. It is pretty funny to watch. You know, and I'll tell you what's funny about this is, you know, I may as well just come out with it. I've had people accuse me, really all the way back to the time I was in high school and college of, you know, they've nicknamed me, not to my face most of the time, Carlton. You know, and basically this is all part of a package of somebody who, quote, acts white. You know, come on, people. I'm just putting that out there, just keeping it real. And that was the way this character was portrayed in this particular
show. Hey, listen, Alfonso Ribeiro can dance. If you remember right, I think it was a Pepsi commercial.
He can do a real dance.
Pepsi commercial. He was the little kid who did the Michael Jackson dance. That was Alfonso Ribeiro.
That was him, really. I've forgotten about that. You're right about that. Was this back during the thing where he caught his hair on fire?
I think it was before that.
Before
yeah.
the but
around that time,
thing. Yeah. Okay. See, I've learned something else. You're good for something, Lonzo. I'm really impressed.
So when the boss says I'm good for nothing, he's wrong. So there.
That's right. You got evidence on the air from none other than me that you're a very valuable contributor to the broadcast. So, hey, good to talk to you, man. Have a good rest of your day.
See ya.
And again, we're following the breaking news we told you about throughout this particular show today, that Michael Flynn is awaiting sentencing. And we've also learned from the counsel, this is also new, that there's a possibility that Michael Flynn will keep cooperating. So this is going to be interesting. Maybe there's some leniency he may experience as a result of that cooperation. Who knows? Nonetheless, we will continue to follow this story, and news on this will come a little bit later, not during this broadcast. Oh, well. In any case, have yourselves a great day, and God bless you. Take care.